ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/29/2021. And let's just say tonight, I'm going to have a prayer and for everybody, for all of those that are in the zones of the fires, the major fires on the west, the Dixie, the bootleg, all the different fires. Just incredible. And my old buddy is up on the Cohasset Ridge there. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. But everybody who's in the fire zones and in the drought zones, where they're drinking water in the Klamath, or whether it be tremendous drought and fires and stuff in Utah, Nevada, all the good people up in there that have been listeners for years. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to these areas of the fires, Lord, that you will turn the hands of those evil ones who are playing with the weather machines and with the Weather X and with the electromagnetic powers that keep the moisture out of the West Coast and into the internal West and into the mountains. Lord Jesus, I pray you'd jerk their tear hands off those controls and stop it right now. And Lord, I pray that you would then provide gentle rains, gentle soaking rains for a day or two or three in those areas that are so badly hit, and to put out the fires, Lord, to bring the rain, to put out the fires, and to save those that have been evacuated and to those that are ready to be evacuated. Lord Jesus, also the crops, the livestock, the lack of hay and pasture and all of the things, the drinking water wells and the springs that have dried up. But Lord Jesus, go to them now, do that. But there are many other areas, Lord, that you need to tune to. And I'll tell you, there's crops in all over the United States that are now, some places are too wet. And so, Lord, we're going to come into the time that you told us about. We're already in the beginning of sorrows, Lord. In your name, I pray, Lord Jesus, if you will protect those who come to you, who repented of their sins and have asked you into their heart to be your Savior, Lord, will you provide the sanctuary? Lord, will you provide the spots for the ones you want to stand up and to proof them up against the evil that comes down the road at them? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all kind of stuff going on, isn't there? It's not like old Brother Quayle probably 26 years ago. And me now, it's over 17 years I've been on the air. Over 17 years, the Lord sustained me through you, okay, to bring you, to help me, and to keep me on the air for all this time, and to help to prepare those, you know. But I've always been about striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. That was what I was told to do first, and then secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear. Not the general public, and where I can talk like this, and, oh, the liberals might be doing. No. I'm supposed to tell you what I know and what I've been led to show you or what have you about how to prepare. But to do it in a way that doesn't assume that everybody makes $150,000, $200,000 a year, that everybody doesn't make, you know, any money. But I can tell you that those people, I can tell you where they can be helped as well. But I try to hit that means where there's a group of people that are core listeners who are in the middle, or who are just basically working, or grandmothers, or people on Social Security, whatever. I'm trying to hit that range. I can be very sophisticated, and I can get all the stuff and tell everybody this, that, and the other, and where to get, you know, packages of, you know, $20,000 packages of food, and but that's not my deal. I'm trying to be practical and to teach you that way, but I will say this. There is power in the blood of Jesus. The first preparation is to get right with him and our Father in heaven. And I will say this to you and say it again. Repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart, to be your Savior. And I'll tell you what, if you're sincere and you give it a try, he will start to wash you clean with his blood. He will start to clean you up and freshen you up and bolster you. And you'll start to see renewed strength and removal of fear. removal of the beard. Now, I've been watching the last 2 to 3 days prior to, and I've been talking with the old, what are we going to call them? B&E of Bellevue, the 8.2 quake in Alaska. Well, the couple days prior to that, I was watching the mimic. And the mimic was showing this big, huge, huge white flash or slash coming down from the Arctic Circle, coming down in and across Alaska, just almost to the spot where the quake hit. And that was huge, powerful amount of energy. People say, well, you can't do that, you know. Well, you can use a harp or something like that and bounce it, but there are also large machines that are ancient that have been utilized by the Luciferians, by the fallen angels and their civilizations eons ago in Antarctica, in the Arctic. Remember Admiral Byrd in Operation High Jump? And for those that don't remember, old brother Quail was onto that 26 years ago, Operation High Jump. And all of that. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but look for the, and now they're still trying to spin that. I saw a TV show the other night spinning it and saying, oh, it wasn't about all that. It was about the Russians or about this or the other. And, you know, the fact is that if you read Admiral Byrd's information that he wrote in his diary and stuff, and I think that's still up at stevequail.com. You can probably click on the Operation IJUP. I think there's still a button to click on that. And then that will give you reference to a lot of different places. But the fact is that the Russians actually had footage, actually had camera footage, not video, but in the old days, whatever the camera was, 16 millimeter or whatever it was, all right, 8 millimeter. And they had the footage of it. That's showing actual flying saucers come up out of the water and engage U.S. naval vessels and also U.S. Navy and U.S. Air Force aircraft, okay, with the flying saucers engaging them. They had to turn tail and come back and leave that area. And now since then, we've seen every major world leader just about back 10 years ago go down to Antarctica, all right? Maybe around 2008, somewhere in there, they all started going to Antarctica, the metropolitan of the Russian Orthodox Church, the Obama, this one, that one, the other one. They all went down, and a lot of them went down there covertly or secretly. And they swore allegiance to somebody. And they all went down underground to look at these places that were under the earth, apparently. So I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Those of the fallen angels that are returned, and possibly already Lucifer is here on this planet, and he's getting ready to overwhelm or overpossess the Antichrist, the AC, and the mouthpiece for him, I guarantee, is already sitting, in my opinion, in the Vatican. Friend, old Francis. And I'll tell you, what they're doing with this vaccine or this spike jab shot that is allegedly a vaccine but really isn't, what they're doing with this, the evil involved with this, is almost hard to comprehend. I understand it. I've seen and felt that evil, okay? And people like Trump and people like that, they don't even have a clue, all right? They get told something by a scientist somewhere, and that's it, all right? And even a lot of the doctors and scientists, they don't have a clue. Because they're in a cognitive dissonance, or they don't understand the program. If you, I sent sent it to some of you, those who regularly, you know, correspond with me or what have you, on the email, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And I sent you, it was a Stu Peters interview. I think it was Stu Peters TV.tv or whatever. It was Stu Peters' interview with a former Pfizer employee, and now her name is Karen Kingston. Karen Kingston, and she was talking about how she had read the patents for the so-called vaccines and all of that. And now what she does analyzation, she does analysis of pharmaceuticals for a large number of clients and for legal matters and all that kind of stuff. She knows where to actually look and to get which documents and then understands what they're talking about in the documents. And what she found was this. She found in these mRNA so-called vaccines, and we've talked about already, a lot of us have, and some people talk about the graphene oxide. The graphene oxide effects. But the fact is that she was talking about that in the patent for the vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, and I think she said it would also be in AstraZeneca and different ones, allegedly, that in there, in the patent, it does not list as one of the ingredients graphene oxide. Therefore, the so-called fact checkers of Dr. Malone and Dr. Ruby and Dr. Tenpenny and of all the good doctors who have brought out information about this stuff, she has talked about how she found in there a description of pegylated lipids. And she got into this and she reads the other documents that were in China and the other documents in Europe, the EUA document and the different documents that Moderna put out. And she finds that it wasn't listed, okay, in the 193-page patent that she read and understands. But she says what this is pegylated, P-E-G-Y-L-A-T-E-D, a pegylated lipid. And that there are different lipids that comprise a grouping within the so-called shot. One of them is cholesterol, another is fossil lipids, another is, I can't read my own writing. Oh, well, anyway, another type of lipid, and then the pegylated, P-E-G-Y-L-A-T-E-D lipids. And you can go see this interview. I believe it's up on stevequayle.com right now. I sent it to Steve early in the a.m. after I was sent it by some good people. But in the pegylated lipid, guess what the pegylated lipid is? The pegylated lipid is graphene oxide. And she said that these lipids, including the graphene oxide, which is a pegylated lipid, that they're produced, allegedly, by a company or corporation in China called Sinopeg, S-I-N-O-P-E-G, Sinopeg. And they produce them for the COVID-19 vaccine. They're COVID-19 exciters. And she said in there was, I believe, ALC-315 and ALC-309 or something like that. And what she also said was that these comprise, these lipids, encapsulated in a grouping there in the shot, that they go to all different types of portions of your body and travel to different organs, to the sex organs, to the heart, to the different extremities, to the lungs, to the brain, throughout your, you know, nerve endings, all this kind of stuff. And here's also what she said, that Bill Gates allegedly said that in the hydrogel, because Ms. Kingston, Karen Kingston, said that these lipids comprise, along possibly something else or another, the hydrogel, which is utilized or is designed to connect humans to the internet. Did you hear me? To connect humans to the internet. The hydrogel is allegedly to be used to give a connection to the internet, because within the hydrogel, within these lipids and the graphene oxide, is capable of a bioelectric current being run through it, okay, and to be that connection. Now, what does that presuppose? If you extrapolate, that presupposes they're going to use the internet possibly to control you, okay? But the fact is, the other thing is, she said, if, she said, that this graphene is charged positively. In other words, cause to have a positive plus sign, positive charge, that at that point, this activates the graphene oxide, which is a known poisonous substance, and that this would then start to go through the cellular structures and to annihilate them. In other words, what it's doing is it's turning the body on itself in a cytokine or cytokine storm, you see, and it's going to eat itself up. And so if anybody's done that, and if they produce the right frequency of the 5G, then it's almost like they've got an instant kill switch. And then people will react differently, and there'll be different degrees and how many shots you took, how much of the graphene and the other pegylated lipids, and how much of the other lipids are there, and where they spread to in your body, how long they've been in your body, and that kind of thing. But if it's charged positively by a 5G frequency that they could then broadcast, then it's going to go through the body like Sherman marched to the sea. It's going to annihilate the cells of the body. So they've got, in a sense, an instant kill switch on human beings who took the alleged vaccines for COVID. Now, I'm sorry to say, and I know people, that a lot of people, and in-laws and relatives and different people who took this thing. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm not taking, I'm not going to take it. Because I don't want them to have a kill switch on me. You can, you know, research Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Mikovits, all kind of different people. There's just all kind of information coming out about this. But they will not show you on TV, and I'll tell you something. Try getting an email into, Steve Ducey or to Brian Kilmeade or Hannity. You can't do it. Tucker, you might be able to get one to him. I don't know if you send print all the stuff out or list out all the things and you give your little synopsis. But it has to be at least attempted to show some of these people. But this Karen Kingston, former Pfizer employee and analyst of big pharma stuff, of all the pharmaceuticals and things, she has read all the documents. And she's telling you, and she knows exactly what they are and all of it. So, here today, we got Red China Joe, the $1.45 billion man. Is that a bribe from the Red Chinese to his son? I believe that could buy a president, don't you? Red China Joe, don't you know? And incidentally, what Red China Joe is doing is that he is telling you, you may face mandatory vaccines. You, if you're in the military, probably in the early fall, there's going to probably face mandatory vaccines. If you work for the VA hospital as a doctor, nurse, or orderly, or assistant, or lab technician, you're going to be forced to take the vaccines. If you're a federal employee, you're going to have to have the vaccine, or they're going to test you probably twice a week. And that probably means they're going to ram that thing up your nose, that swab up your nose. And the fact of the matter is, they can load that sucker up with whatever they want, and that test has already been proven to be highly suspect with a lot of false positives. So then if you get that, then I suppose the next step is they're going to have to quarantine you, you see. Going to have to quarantine you. Well, where's that going to be? Well, I saw Alex Jones. He's been talking to different people. They're already talking in Europe, and they've got different places where they're showing places where they're taking people that have not been vaccinated, who've got the disease, taking them there. They're starting to squirt them away in agricultural facilities and in warehouses. We had some of that already in the United States. They've also got all kind of other stuff they built up. Remember all those Walmart stores? People were the DHS and the heebie-jeebies and the EIEIOs were all taken over. What do you think that's going to be? Well, I'll tell you what. Very interestingly, it was a coin or turn of phrase that somebody sent me yesterday evening or early morning. And it said, I'm going to do what I can. And I'm going to, let me think it was. I'm going to do the best I can when the death wagons come. You know, I'll know what to do. So when the death wagons come, well, we've already had this spending of money. And in Charlotte, they went out, Charlotte and that county there, what is it, Mecklenburg County or whatever. They went out and went all around a bunch of houses. And they had the jab masters right around the corner, you know, from the county health. And they had the people that were there were like the Black Lives Matter and the Antifas and the different people that were social justice groups or democratic political groups were knocking on your door. Back a week or so ago, we were talking about we need to get the trespass, no trespassing signs. And if you don't have them, put one in each of your entrances. Put a no trespassing. It can be low key. You can stick it in, you know, in a little, put it down low so people can't see it necessarily. But when they come up your walk, they're going to see it. Today, Biden talked about all these potential mandates, and they got the mandates for masks already. And in the Capitol building, I guess on the House side, if the Capitol Police are there and they see somebody coming onto the House side without a mask, whether it be a visitor to the Capitol, I don't know if you can get into the Capitol if you're a tourist anymore. Or if you're like a staffer or somebody who's going over onto that side, they don't have a mask, then Pelosi has instructed the head of the Capitol Police to arrest them and handcuff them. Now, on the Senate side, not so, not true on the Senate side. But you see how this is starting to go. And then Biden made all kind of references to, and then all of the reporters that they called on, Ducey, Peter Ducey, he got up and he did shout a question. He asked Biden that. He got it at the end, and Biden didn't like that question. But the other questions about, well, from the other reporters were, when are you going to start to do the vaccine passport? Now, let's just go back a little bit here. Oh, incidentally, let me just take one moment here. Lord Jesus, will you go and touch my good friend Bob? Bob that's high up there in the on a hill, maybe outside of Paradise, California. Will you go to him, Lord Jesus, and will you give him a medical miracle with regard to his Lyme disease? And will you then restore him to full health? Touch him, Lord Jesus. Touch him right now. Bob, you're there. Ask Jesus to come and heal you. Ask him to come and give you a medical miracle. And claim it, brother. All right. Now, anyway, what I was talking about, this passport bit. Remember I talked to you about, and for those who don't recall, back in the day when Oliver North was on the floor of the Capitol giving testimony about all of the stuff, and his boss was Admiral Poindexter. Admiral Poindexter was a guy who was in charge of the Total Information Awareness Network, whose symbol was the all-seeing eye in the pyramid with like a rainbow prism, you know, coming out of it, and it's spreading all over the globe. And the idea was that they were going to surveil everybody, okay? And they also had in those days, they were saying they're going to surveil everybody, and that they were going to have teams in the clergy, in truck drivers, in carpet cleaners, in people like that who were going to be the whistleblowers and tattletale on everybody. Well, where they got that was, is they actually hired. U.S. taxpayer dollar money was given out by Poindexter and the Pentagon auspices to who? Yevgeny Primakov, an old Russian Soviet KGB man. Also to another, Karpov, a guy named Karpov, who was in charge of wet work, Directorate 5. You know, 5 is funnier, you know, like Div 5 FBIs, the down and dirty killer dillers, okay? Like Directorate 5, that's where all of the assassins and the killers and all the stuff in the KGB were at. Karpov was hired, and Marcus Wolf of the Stasi. Marcus Wolf, at one time, had about 3 out of every 5 people working for him in East Germany as tattletales. Give him a few kopecks or marks a week, and or a little extra meat in the larder, a little extra cheese or milk or something, and they would tattletale on everybody next door. I guarantee you, a lot of you got people like that in your own neighborhood right now. If you got good neighbors, God bless you and God bless them. But here's what they were designed to do. Yevgeny Primakov was, and each one of them was paid over $1 million, each one of them. Probably in a bank of their choice and wherever, you know. In the Liechtenstein and the Anstalts, or in Swiss banks just as well as that. Anstalts and Liechtenstein were basically accounts held there that were held by attorneys from banks and stuff in Switzerland. But it could also be the other hiding holes of stuff around the world, the Bahamas, or, you know, the Caymans, or, you know, whatever it might be. The islands up off the coast of, you know, Guernsey, Shetlands, all the different islands up in there, off of England. But anyway, they paid them $1 million at least each, and Yevgeny Primakov produced a product, allegedly, and that product described an internal passport system, including internal passport. It didn't say for what, but it could have been for anything. But the internal passport system was all laid out for the Pentagon by a communist, by a Russian Soviet KGB agent, and that had the different checkpoints and the suggestions and the type of ID card and all of the different stuff, which now would be updated with all the technologies. But he had where the checkpoint should be. Say, like, if you went from one county to another, or one major city outside of the city, and you got out of the city, and you went to the next spot in a smaller town or suburb. And then checkpoints along roadways, interstates, and other roads. Well, don't we have all of that? Didn't they also put up and down the interstate highways, the big strands on solid metal posts, the big strands of twisted wire cable, so you can't have head-on collisions? No, they're designed so you can't cross the roadway to try to evade those who are coming to get you. All right? Now, Karpov was hired, and he allegedly provided a product, documents and drawings and, you know, this and that and the other, and descriptions of what the ideal checkpoint would be, what type of armament, the position of it in the roadway, the type of barriers, the little guard shacks, and who should be the type of guards, and how you would get the ones that would be willing to go ahead and fire upon somebody as they came to the checkpoint. That's Karpov. He did that. And then, of course, the tattletale business was Marcus Wolff. He had everybody in East Germany, 3 out of 5, or almost close to 4 out of 5, tattletaling on everybody else, the others. And he even had the 30 pieces of silver tattletaling on each other too. So they were hired and presented, and now all of that's about ready to come to fruition. And the fact of the matter is, if we look at it, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go. And that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That's what Harry S. Truman said. On the other hand, Harry, you did create, through the National Security Act of 47, you created that whole scenario. You were working on it based upon some of the things involving with the aliens and the UFOs, the alien spacecrafts, and the crash in Roswell, and the one before that, there was a crash in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, where I believe that was, 41 or 42, somewhere in there. And incidentally, I know somebody who talked to the minister who was the one that was called in to give the last rites to the ETs, the aliens that were in that crash. And I did talk directly to the person who had interviewed him or talked with him. And old Hutt, God bless you, you're in heaven with the Lord too. Old Hutt. Anyway, if you don't want to have to sign this up, you know, after 20 years or whatever in the gulags, and here's Solzhenitsyn, Alexander I, and how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, that's today's St. Petersburg, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, that was about probably 250,000 people or 200,000 people, and had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. We're coming in close to the Third World War and all of that. And I can read you all of that, but I've read you all of that before. That's Albert Pike. the head of the High Masonic of the Luciferian clan, you see? But what I am going to talk to you about is Biden talked about somebody today providing funds and personnel to all of the governors for surge teams. Surge teams. Now, like my friend said, when the death bands roll up, I'll know what to do and I'll do my best, okay? We've already had the people come to try to inject you, and then we kind of raised a fuss about that. They kind of slowed down a bit on that, but that's all still in the works. Now, something's going to happen in the near fall, he said, with the military. But a lot of the military ain't going to like it. So they're going to get it snatched onto them quickly, and probably for some other reason. But I'll tell you what, if you're getting ready to re-up now, I sure as heck wouldn't, unless you think you're going to take the vaccine and you're going to live and you're just going to be just fine when they pop up the 5G. And do you think that maybe the Red Chinese, who at the same time this virus was released in Wuhan, China, at the time of the Special Operations Games, at the same time in Wuhan, they turned on the 5G. That altered the virus. Do you remember after that, in January, February of 2020, the videos that circulated around and we all could look at, where they were looking at whole train stations filled with people on the floor of the train station or warehouse that were in what I would call a fit or a seizure, okay, that were in high shaking, jerking seizures, like a grand mal seizure, thousands of them on the floor, and that some of them had people take care of them, others were just there shaking. And you also remember the warehouse after warehouse that they showed in China filled with body bags. And also how they had every single crematoria open and busy and burning one after the other 24 hours a day. So much so that the smoke was going everywhere. And the ash from the crematoria was going everywhere in China. And that they even made additional crematoria, and then they also started to do the pets and the dogs. Do you remember the videos where they went door to door and took German shepherds and wonderful dogs and cats and birds and whatever, any kind of an animal, and they took them and killed them and threw them into the back of the truck? Do you remember the overhead picture showing all those beautiful dogs dead in the back of the truck? They burned them all to a crisp. And then you remember the videos of the Chinese surge teams wearing the masks and the Tyvek F suits going into people's homes and dragging them out while the other person who didn't have the COVID was fighting with them. And then they were beating them, shocking them with the stuff, and then took them all both out, took them. You know what they did with them, I guarantee you. They're dead duck now. They're in the crematoria too. So if Biden is talking about domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law with these surge teams, okay, I'm turning here to a page right here. They're talking about the type of searches at the checkpoint. Where did I just tell you about the checkpoints? Well, I guess they've got one that they're halfway between the House of Representatives and the Senate, the Capitol building. And let me look right here. Gun control by confiscation. The American general population is known to be the most heavily armed in the world immediately upon the declaration of martial law. Maybe this is going to be the surge teams, and the execution by the military of counterinsurgency programs, because you know anybody who voted for Trump allegedly is now an enemy of the state. It has been determined that the bad app will begin the process of rounding up all rifles, pistols, and so-called assault weaponry from the civilian population. Lists of gun collectors obtained from firearms dealers, gun magazine subscription lists, and other sources will be the basis for these mass confiscations. Gun owners will be supplied documentation by the BATF showing which pieces have been confiscated so that in the future they will be told they can recover their weapons when the state of emergency is passed. Yeah, tell that to everybody in New Orleans, or tell it to everybody who was in like the tornado in Kansas, or the different other storms everywhere. All that stuff disappeared. Went into the trunk of the BTF agent cars, the good ones. So that in the future they will be told they can recover their weapons when the state of emergency is passed. In actuality, the weapons that do not have a high value or are not suitable for arming loyalists. Listen to this. Loyalist police forces. I'm reading from Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. It was signed up in November after George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. It's an Army document. So if the weapons are not determined to have a high value or suitable for arming loyalist police forces, they will be destroyed by the order. And then personnel searches are only conducted when proper authorization has been obtained per the planning considerations. Plan for same-gender searches. Local loyalist authorities, whenever possible, should conduct or at least observe searches of local nationals. So in other words, you're going to be the, when the Nazi SS starts to herd people up and search them, you're going to be the in-country buddies of the SS. And of course, they're to preserve the respect and dignity of the individual. The way you can best do that, of course, would be to beat him senseless or shock him with the electric shock baton. Population and resource control. I'm reading from the document, people. Is this going to be what the surge teams are going to be doing? One of the things it said, typical objectives for a population resource control operation. Oh, population resource control. Deny insurgents access to the population and resources. Oh, if you haven't had your vaccination, then you can't go anywhere. And you've got to wear a gold star, yellow star, like you're a Jew in Nazi Germany. Deny the enemy the ability to live. Oh, you can't go to restaurants, can't go to the grocery store, can't go to the gasoline station without a vaccination. Cut them off from food, water, clothing, everything. Are they not doing that? Are you not starting to see all of the food in the United States starting to get hit? The drinking water getting hit, but that's getting hit around the world too. So this is going to be sort of a worldwide deal. Lucifer would like to kill about 80, 90% of the population and have no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity run by Lucifer. Okay? Georgia Guidestones, look them up. Georgia Guidestones, look them up. Georgia Guidestones, look it up. So you see what they're doing right now. Identify and prioritize population sectors and resources to be secured and protected. like the Capitol building. They just gave themselves $2 billion to defend the Capitol building against you. If you voted for Trump, it's against you. Unify and coordinate all civil and security forces and assets within the community with special attention given to around-the-clock security, intelligence collection, psychological operations, and civil affairs. Include HN forces in security-related plans and operations to the maximum extent possible. Mobilize, arm, and train the local population to provide their own local community security. In other words, they're going to have your neighbor come to grab you and kill you. Structure security force activity and actions to lead to the populace overtly picking a side. However, these activities and actions must not be abusive. Well, those doggone unvaccinated, they're the ones that are keeping us from us good vaccinated people from being able to return to normal. Now, they're going to make us wear a mask. It's sort of like if you're in the military where the guy who's the goofball or whatever and the drill sergeant or the drill instructor says, okay, you know, so-and-so, you just bought the entire platoon. You bought the entire platoon, loss of liberty, for the weekend, and now we're going to run what? We're going to run Kurahi, right? Flipping of them against it. And then you could think up, of different things and what they call GI showers and that kind of stuff, where a lot of people come and get a sock with a piece of soap in it. And then they throw a blanket over the guy's bunk and they beat him with the soap bars until he is black and blue and can't talk. So you got to get the public to pick a side. Establish leverage. Did Biden talk about getting leverage today? You better believe it. Red China Joe's all going to be about leverage. Use advice, equipment, and money to attempt to change people's attitudes and behavior positively. Ladies and gentlemen, this is from 2008, Domestic Insurgency Declaration of Martial Law. It's an Army document. And it was all about the George W. Bush signed presidential decision directives and all the EOs, the executive orders that he opened up. Population resource control. Within each town, draw a diagram or use satellite imagery and the number of buildings in each square block. And then you GPS the front door just like the people did back a few years ago during the census, when your mailbox in a lot of areas got the red or the blue or the green sticker on it. The red means that you're going to get taken out for immediate kill. Okay, the blue means you're going to get taken out and either put into a camp and that they can't retrain you, re-educate you with electroshock and, you know, all the different stuff. They can't do that, then they'll kill you too. And the blue also happens to apply to police, doesn't it? Then if you go on back to where I've told you before, State Department Document 7727 from back in the 60s, freedom from war, the last deal there, 7277, September 1961, Bureau of Public Affairs, Office of Public Services, Disarmament Series 5. And the very last thing, the only militaries that are going to be around are going to be countries or states or provinces will have what you call like an MKVD army, like a counterinsurgency army of total strong arm killers, killer dealers. All right? So this has already been laid in and set up. And when I hear Red China Joe talk about money being provided and personnel being provided for surge teams, and that he also discussed any U.S. government contractor has got to take the vax, okay? Well, meanwhile, if you're into what the doctors that we've talked about, Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Mikovits, Malone, all kind of different ones, and then this Karen Kingston, the former employee, and then pharmaceutical analyst, former employee of Pfizer. And she says that all these things, including the graphene oxide, which they describe and put it in the patent as pegylated lipids. And graphene oxide is a known highly poisonous substance, but it's all part of the hydrogel, which in the research for AI template, to go to the AI through the internet, and people who researched that were Gates and Elon Musk. Well, now I saw yesterday that Elon Musk said he's not going to take the vaccine, and that he also said that Bill Gates is an idiot. Elon Musk said Bill Gates is an idiot. So I think that brother Elon Musk must have found some more out about what Gates called the secret ingredient of hydrogel. All right. Well, the secret ingredient is this lipid profile of these different lipids, including the pegylated lipid, and it's made by Sinopeg. And there's also others that are involved that are like Shanghai Nanotech. And the top people in Moderna and Pfizer, the billionaires. And the evil of this, if they can just turn the 5G on and send millions or billions of people into the cytokine storm to where the graphene oxide will eat the body up and destroy the tissue and annihilate it. Or if they send some other frequency, they can have you goose stepping and showing the salute to Xi Jinping. And barking like a dog or something. Either way, you see, even for doctors, that is like cognitive dissonance. We used to call it when we went to the Dairy Queen after football practice, and we get one of them slushy drinks, you know, and you'd sip it too quickly and you got brain freeze, okay? That's what you mean by cognitive dissonance. This thing is so horrible, so impossible to contemplate, that you just go, oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to leave this alone. I'm going to turn the TV off. I'm going to turn that hawk off, and I'm going to go somewhere and, you know, sing Kumbaya. Well, let me tell you what. You better be understanding that you got nothing left to lose. And that the Declaration of Independence also had a prescription. And that prescription was very interesting. And I got this at Thomas Jefferson's house in Monticello. That's where I bought it in the gift store. But went a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That is the law of the land right there. That's the Declaration of Independence. So, the evil is just beyond contemplation for most people. Some people think evil is when somebody cuts you up in traffic. All right. Some people think evil is when somebody calls you a bad name. Well, I think of evil as at least to the degree that somebody's trying to steal your soul or they're trying to kill you. And having had a number of attempts on my life, I can tell you, when you hit the dirt at dusk on your own patio while you're talking on the phone to Steve Quayle on the cell phone, and all of a sudden you hit the dust because you heard the crack of a rifle not that far away. That's why I was able to hear it. It wasn't all that far away. And I leaped in the air like the Lord threw me onto the ground. And I kept the phone and I said, Steve, it's been a rifle shot, okay? I'm not hit, but then, you know what happened after that? Whoever provided some real overwatch, perhaps from a space-type craft, all of a sudden in that area where that crack of the rifle came from, let's say it was about maybe 100 yards away, all of a sudden, there was a huge kaboom! Kaboom! And then, I'll tell you what, that was it. I heard the rifle no more, and I went up there to that area. I looked around. There wasn't even a grease spot. Suffice to say. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil! And if Red China Joe is going to send surge teams through your governors to come and get you, like the man said, when the death bands roll up, I know what to do. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. These fires, all of this stuff, a lot of it's been popped with these red Chinese Google balloons. Now they're not Google balloons. They're Pentagon platforms. And then there's these other things, other satellite platforms. So don't go into their Luciferian knifed out of fight. Stand for you, Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your property against them. Mighty men and women about her, use your high technology like you already did. I know you're keeping the Chinese busy. Just like they did to us when all of our pigs and chickens and cattle died. The floods. Fandango Rings, I know you're better. You pick the picking. Zodiac track and little. We die and yeah. I touch them off your mid for spice. Give them a so that you might be prepared to sample. Lady J says from the Blue Ridge, from the Smoky, that there is a lot of stuff going off the shelves down there. It's 50% higher in cost. Buy it, dude. Good night. Ooh.